The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
All right, wait. Oh, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Boo-weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you. Smooches.
Ugh. Smooches. We never give up to you, Roger. Back to you, Anthony.
Hey, everyone. It's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Studio B in Chicagoland. By the way, our chat room is open at www.shyampa.info, and our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 149 of the Joe and Anthony Show, driving high past the nude neighbors for Monday, September 24th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
So, folks, if you didn't catch us this morning, it's a shame you didn't. We had a lovely little show this morning for weekday rush hour.
We did. It was pretty nice.
Yeah.
It was, we talked about a lot of things. We both had.
We sure did.
We both had some breakfast delivered. And
oh, God. I will never do that again.
You'll never. Yours was a bad experience. Yours was a bad experience, unfortunately.
That was, like...
Which is such a shame, because I wouldn't expect your experience to be bad like that, especially in your locale, you know?
And my experience cost more than the purchase price, because I also had to heat up the oven,
gas. Yeah, that's true. You do not have a Toastar oven in your studios?
We do not have a Toastar oven in the studios.
Maybe
have a micro R-Wave.
Maybe does the Shyampa Studios have room for the Chicago Studios have room for a Toastar oven? Should one be gifted? One may be gifted over the holiday bonus season.
Is that the latest bank prize?
Yeah, you know, every now and then we have to give something out at the holidays. And and this year the suits up top have decided it's going to be a Toastar oven.
It's going to be Dick White's used.
It might be Dick White's used Toastar oven. We don't know the details about that, and it's kind of frightening.
Got some funny elements.
Oh yeah, that thing definitely has some funny elements. Oh goodness, so
we don't like when they are purple.
Oh no, purple elements are bad. Purple elements.
How was your day today, Anthony?
My day was, it was pretty relaxing, even though I spent most of my day in the studio here, catching up on stuff. I had taken some time off of work for various reasons, and I kind of just chilled out in the studio. We did weekday rush hour, did some scripting. I decided to try some cooking fanatics over in the lounge.
Ooh.
Yeah,
you didn't blow anything up, right?
The cleaning crew was screaming at me in Spanish when I came into the studio, and I didn't understand, so I gave the woman $5 and she looked confused, so I just closed the door And here we are. So, you know. Sometimes that's just what happens. That's just what happens sometimes.
I bet that cleaning crew is getting a little rich off of you, though.
Well, you know, $5 here, $10 there. I mean, so what? I don't make the mortgage payment 1 month. At least they don't yell at me about the messes I make, you know? So how about you, Joe? How was your day today? How'd things go for you?
Wow, today was just a disjointed chicken kind of day.
A chicken on your finger kind of day.
You know,
there you go, sweet spot. Thank you.
This morning was pretty standard.
Yeah, standard. Pretty standard. Nice. Standard morning.
A good show, good morning show. That was awesome.
Oh yeah, totally.
But then afterwards, I just felt disjointed. I felt discombobulated,
like a chicken.
And even though I got things done, I still just felt sluggish and slow and. You know, it was kind of overcast outside. It was cloudy.
Ooh, like, yeah, that's never fun. That's never fun when it's overcast and cloudy like that.
I ended up napping twice.
Did you? I would have loved to have napped today, but unfortunately, I would have napped, and then I would have been crabby when I got back up. And usually, when I nap in the middle of the day, the result after I get up is never a good thing. No.
Ooh, pardon me, folks.
My goodness.
So, Anthony, what you got for us in our famous Anthony's Weed Corner?
All right, well, hold on. I don't think we have one of those. So, our first Weed Corner story of the day today is Maine is investigating a restaurant that sedated lobsters with marijuana. This comes in from CBS News. State health inspectors are investigating a Maine lobster restaurant that tried to mellow out lobsters with marijuana.
Bloody hell.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, Roger. That's right. Gil, the restaurant's owner, is actually a state-licensed marijuana caregiver. It is unknown whether the pot smoke actually calms the lobster or has any effect on their meat. Gil said that he pumped marijuana, or she, no, he, Dick White, he pumped marijuana smoke into the water in some of the lobster's enclosures in an attempt to reduce the crustacean stress during the preparation process. Finding ways to reduce lobster's pain is not a new concept. Earlier this year, Switzerland banned the common cooking method of tossing a live lobster into a pot of boiling water, deeming it cruel since lobsters can sense pain. A spokesperson for Maine's Department of Health and Human Services wouldn't say whether the state had asked Gil to halt sales, but Gil hopes to resume sales soon. So if you're in Maine, you can go get yourself some stoned lobsters. Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that kind of crazy?
What will people think of next?
Well, apparently people will think about driving around high. Which is nothing unusual, because I think we're all guilty of it in one way or another.
Probably. Or we've ridden the bus high.
I don't think riding the bus high is the same as this. Yeah, so I had to do some database and kind of got caught up in the moment. 1 in 7 Canadian pot users drove high in the past 3 months. Amanda Coletta, a special reporter to the Washington Post, reports that 2 months before recreational cannabis is legalized in Canada, new data from the country's National Statistics Agency is stoking fears about drug driving and raising questions about the ability of law enforcement officials to detect impairment. According to statistics, Canada data released last week, 1 in 7 cannabis users with a valid driver's license has hopped behind the wheel within 2 hours of consuming the drug at least once within the past 3 months. Other surveys also revealed that large percentages of Canadians are driving after consuming marijuana. One in 10 respondents of the latter survey said they believe cannabis makes a person a more careful driver. Conviction refuted by science, which, you know, that keeps going back and forth. While Mothers Against Drunk Driving Canada described the Statistics Canada numbers as alarming, others say that the survey data tells only part of the story, since it does not indicate that those who drive after smoking were actually impaired. Canadian Civil Liberties Association's public safety program said the link between THC levels and impairment is quite loose, and that unlike alcohol, which can be easily and accurately measured by a person's blood alcohol content levels, THC, however, is not so easily measured. The Canadian Civil Liberties Association says that the government should focus more on training drug recognition experts rather than setting THC limits. And that's your Anthony's Weed Corner on Cheyampa Radio. Woo!
Well, guess what we got coming up next, Anthony?
Chickens.
Yes.
What's coming up next?
So what's better than Chips, Ooh. Skipper, and a biscuit? Oops. It's discovering a new word.
Yay.
Today,
what Joe happened?
Is going to pick a word at random.
Oh, yay.
1983, the American Heritage Dictionary. And tell you all about it. Okay, here we go.
Wow.
Today's word of the day, and we're going to take off our glasses, is...
Grandpa.
Departure.
Departure.
The act of leaving. A starting out as on a trip. A divergence. Departure. And we're going to go ahead and write that down so that we know that word has been chosen.
There you go. Write it down. Did you check the list to make sure it wasn't used already?
Yes, I remember because last week's.
Because I'm going to ask you that every time, and eventually you're going to have a very long list that you're going to start looking
through. You know, what was last week's word? Oh, that's in the other journal.
Is there another list? We have multiple lists. I see problems in this process.
Yes, well, that's okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, something strange. Something.
We'll figure that out. So now we put our glasses back on.
Put your glasses back on. Put your glasses back on so you can see the control board.
So, we've got time, right? Because I didn't put anything inside my...
Yeah, we got like 7 minutes. 7 minutes until your news.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to kind of get back to the whole food delivery thing, because that seems to be the trend for a lot of people, is that they go out to eat or they order in.
Yeah.
And I tried it this morning for breakfast, folks, and let me tell you, it just was horrible. It was just... The food is cold, and I had to reheat it, and that's not good. I mean, and I waited, like an hour and a half for the food?
Something like that, yeah. You waited quite a while.
You know, now, granted, yes,
Yay, sweet was, spot.
Yes, it was during the rush hour, but, you know, they've got to be able to open up those drones, because I think that's the only way we're going to see these kinds of things succeed.
No, I agree.
Can just send it right on out, and it stays nice and hot, hopefully.
Yep. Well, usually. I mean, unless it's like 20 degrees below zero, then maybe the
drone. I don't know how the drone's going to carry it, too. You know,
don't they usually, like, have... I thought they had some kind of, like, a carriage or something that attaches to them, or like a basket that can attach. I mean, I assume you would just like put it in a, either it would have like a plastic box on it that you would put the items in.
It should be a hermetically sealed plastic tight box.
I don't know if it needs to be hermetically sealed. That might be a lot. That might be a lot of effort to deliver your meal.
If you've got a suggestion, give us a call at the studios. Hey, did you have a comment or follow up to anything we've said tonight? Or do you want to be a part of this UniQ experience? Well, then give us a call at 813-327-8566. We're going to keep pushing until we get to episode 420. So smoke them if you got them and give us a call.
And complaints to the FCC doesn't work anymore because we're on the internet, so they don't care about us anymore.
I'm going to let Roger take it away and then we can talk.
Oh, okay. Sure. That's fine. We'll have to spin the wheel at some point.
And if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today, September 24th, 2018, is National Cherries Jubilee Day, National Punctuation Day, and Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving. Oh my, Joe, stop giggling and get your cherries jubilee off Betty's period already so that Anthony can push a button that stimulates a spinning wheel, Joe quote unquote pulled, I think. Take it away, guys.
We'll spin the wheel in about a minute or two, in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Thanks, Roger.
Roger, you out there, Roger?
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
There you go.
So, yeah, we were kind of talking earlier, folks, about upgrading my CPU and my machine.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so far it looks like it's a pretty undoable deal. Which is sad. Because, you know, I might like to at least make it a little more powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, when you buy one of those something with somebody, like anything, Lenovo, HP, Dell, you know, unless you build it yourself, you should pretty much expect that motherboard isn't going to get much of an ability to update or upgrade the processor. You can always do a search online to see if it's possible. I'm sure someone's asked it out there in some search form or something, but I'm going to assume most likely not.
Yeah. So this gets to the point of, should I then build my own machine?
I always recommend it, because then at least that way you know what you can put in there.
I get so confused, though. It's like, okay, so what board do I get? What processor do I get? You know, is the processor going to work with the board?
Well, boards are
power supply.
Boards are pretty much paired with, I mean, it's something that you would have to research, and you would have to, you know, it's something that we would have to go through, you know, together, because, you know, you would have to talk through it with someone who's knowledgeable. But yeah, I mean, you know, the boards and processors are pretty easy to pair up, because, you know, they tell you the type of socket equates the type of processor, and they tell you the type of processor and the specs, and memory's pretty easy too. Really, it just it comes down to you know, power supplies. My option is always, you know, power for what you need it for, plus a little bit of extra, and, you know, get something good. You don't go cheap. Don't go cheap on components, because that always fucks you up, especially power supplies. That's, like, the most important thing.
Power supplies.
Yep, and people go so cheap on those all the time.
That's sad.
You should be paying at least $150 for a decent power supply.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So no $49.99 deal.
No, don't pick up like a $30. Don't pick up like a $30 800 watt power supply. Not gonna happen.
Well, it might be 800 watts for a few minutes.
Well, it starts smoking. Something like
snap,
that.
Snap, crackle,
yeah.
Pop.
Snap, crackle, and pop. Exactly. So I guess I should probably, maybe we should spin the wheel or something.
I'm pulling it. I'm tugging on that sucker.
Are you pulling on it? All right, hold on a moment. Let me find it here. Come on. I think you've been pulling it too long. There you go. Pulling it way too much.
I'm not calling the landlord on this one.
We'll make Roger do it. He's not around. He can lie.
Oh, boy.
That's going to leave a mark. So, let's see, our Carrie Ann Luter from News Channel 4 Jacksonville brings us our random news story of the night. Do you remember Lane, the guy from Jacksonville that went to Myrtle Beach to help headbang Hurricane Florence away? You remember him? We did our little random news story on him last week. Well, he's in the news again. Yeah, I know, right? He started a GoFundMe account a while back to help pay for his visit to Myrtle Beach, where he filmed a video as he helped to headbang Florence away. The initial goal was to raise $150, but it raised more than $1,000.
Wow.
On his Instagram, he said he wanted to be transparent with how the money was spent. He expensed $135 for gas and food, $100 for a videographer, $235 for tires.
Oh, boy.
He blew one out, and the others were in terrible shape from the drive, $80 for a speeding ticket as he was running away from the hurricane, and $45 in other car repairs, leaving around $500 unused in cash. Lane decided to spend the leftover cash on relief supplies, and he drove to a shelter in a devastated part of North Carolina and arrived last Thursday.
Lane told, I suppose his heart was in the right.
No, exactly. I'm like, this is kind of a feel-good story. He gave the money back to the community. Lane told News4Jax that he is traveling with a rescue team called A1E Group. The Discovery Channel is documenting the ride along. And that's it for your random news story. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio. From Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from Archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Luzero. Be sure to visit Shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
It's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Don't forget, if you've got a hot tip for the Shyampa Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Well, unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast at 70 degrees. The dew point is at 65, humidity is at 84%, giving us a heat index of 87. That is totally incorrect! There is no heat index, folks. That is a Nick White error. We have no heat index. However, the humidity is at 84%, and the winds are out of the east at 8 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is, I guess, infinity miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 20% chance of showers after 8 p.m., patchy fog between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a low around 65. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 79. Showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday night between 7 and 1 a.m. And then likely a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Southwest winds 10 to 15 becoming northwest after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 25. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. West-northwest winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Grab your favorite device and tune in for Headphone Meditations with John DuBose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, September 26th. Be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info, for our complete broadcast schedule. And hey, come say hi in the chat room, too. Hi, Anthony, I see you in the chat
room. Hey, Joe, I see you in the chat room, too.
Yay, where did the script go? And that's your Chicago weather, folks, and now for the news.
There you go.
And now for the news.
Blah 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 blah. Oh, what do we have here? A Chick-fil-A restaurant in Maryland shared photos of an unusual drive-thru customer who placed his order while driving a large riding lawnmower.
Oh, nice. How lovely. That sounds awesome.
Chick-fil-A in Frederick posted photos to Facebook showing an employee helping a drive-thru customer named John Bleep, who placed his order while driving his lawnmower. An employee was sent outside to help pass John his order, as the mower kept him out of arm's reach of the window. When you're really craving that classic Chick-fil-A sandwich meal, the Facebook post said, along with a tractor emoji, our drive-thru team is ready to serve you. See, now, you know, he could be an Uber Eats driver.
He could be. It would take him a while to deliver.
What's the top speed of those puppies, you think?
Maybe like 20, 25 at most. probably
which
go more
decently
than
fast in a big city on a small street.
Yeah, but those things, yeah, but they still take up a lot of room. You'd be mowing down, you'd be plowing down pedestrians and stuff.
Yep.
It wouldn't be pretty.
Yeah, you know, this is pure example of what you put out there, you get right back, literally.
Oh, wow.
So, a man in San Antonio, man.
A man.
By authorities after San Antonio police said he threw an axe.
Oh, wow.
At a moving train, causing the conductor to stop it. Police said the incident happened around 12:30 a.m. near the intersection of Frio City Road and Brady Boulevard.
Ooh.
Now, get this in.
Okay.
When the man threw the axe, police said it bounced off the train and Bawazi-Wu hit him in the head.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
The conductor told police that he stopped the train after believing he hit someone. Police said the man ran down Brady Boulevard and was found by emergency medical services lying on the ground.
Of course.
Jeff, director of media relations for Union Pacific, said the man later told Union Pacific investigators that he was actually standing on the railroad tracks swinging the axe when he was hit by the train. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. Swing an axe. La-di-da-di-da. So, Jeff told KSAC.com that the man was transported to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and will later be evaluated physically and mentally. But the incident does still remain under investigation, he says.
Yeah, just that stupidity should be considered a life-altering injury.
It is. Why didn't it kill him? I mean, this is just crazy. It's an axe. Because
for some reason, the stupid survive. Like, why does the drunk driver live when the family of six gets killed? It's just one of those things, unfortunately. So, the stupid just seem to keep surviving. So, let's move on.
Okay. So, you know, folks, you got to stand in solidarity with your fellow workers. And for you union naysayers, fine, then make sure your union leaders are not corrupt and fight for your workers. So, kind of a update, actually, because I didn't quite actually do the update when I should have. This story was basically starting well before September 8th.
Ooh.
And September 8th is kind of a significant date in my life, which I won't go into details. But anyways, so the workers have been on strike for quite a long time, even before that. And it had climbed to, at one point, 26 hotels. Now I think it's down to 12 hotels, so quite a few have settled their contracts, which is, I guess, a good thing.
Okay, good, good.
But anyways, at the time of this story, workers at 25 hotels in downtown Chicago went on strike to demand year-round health care as they negotiate new contracts, marking the first time the union has called a citywide hotel strike. Unite Here Local 1, which represents more than 15,000 hospitality workers across the Chicago area, said thousands of housekeepers, doormen, cooks, and other hotel employees have stopped working. They will be picketing around the clock at all the hotels until an agreement is reached, said spokesman Sarah Lyons. Affected hotels include the Hyatt Regency, Sheraton Grand, JW Marriott, and Hilton Chicago. A complete list is at chicagohotelstrike.org. Collective bargaining agreements at 30 hotels expired August 31st, and the union began threatening a strike weeks beforehand. There are 6,000 employees covered by the expired contracts, he said. Each a hotel brand negotiates separately with the union. Dozens of chanting workers with picket signs and noisemakers walked the strike line in front of the Palmer House Hilton Loop on one early Friday morning, erupting into cheers as passing cars and trucks honked in solidarity. One woman stood in the center banging a pot with a spatula. A line of red tape on the sidewalk separated the picketers from the hotel entrance, allowing guests to enter and exit with relative ease. Tina, who has been cleaning rooms at the Palmer House for 11 years, said employees are striking for year-round health care. When the hotel gets slow, typically from October through March, many employees get laid off and lose their health insurance until they return to work when the weather warms. So, you know, these are just things that we need to be aware of. We'll post a link to that site.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to keep an eye on it.
You know, she's like, I don't know how they're going to be doing it, because I guess the managers were starting to go in and clean a lot of the rooms. So, yeah. Huh. Palmer House has more than 1,600 rooms. That's a lot of rooms.
That is a lot of rooms to clean.
On strike. And Anthony, that's it for my news. Back to you.
All righty. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, honors and admissions queer the Emmys. And in other news, Trinidad and Tobago's High Court alters sex laws to sidestep repeal. A Romanian referendum seeks to solidify hetero-only marriage. Let's see, Hong Kong acquiesces on spousal visas equality. Jesus. Asian's first ever Pride March is married by malevolent protesters. Serbia's criticized lesbian prime minister joins Belgrade Pride. And Bert and Ernie's rumored romance is rekindled by a gay Sesame Street writer. That was just a lot. It was, wasn't it? All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out to the International LGBT Radio News Magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. We will regurgitate. Ooh, that doesn't sound good. Anyway, we'll be doing it in 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
I have Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins', what a meal.
It's finger-licking good! Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Those lemons, chop those herbs, all that chicken, it's superb. Shrimp on the grill, broiled and basted, it's the best I've ever tasted. Chicken and shrimp, together they're great. Now add Sizzler, one special taste. Sizzler, chicken and shrimp, together. Chicken and shrimp, this is Sizzler.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Make your commute more commutable. Catch weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, from 6:30 to 10:30 Eastern every weekday morning. Betty scours the internet for all kinds of questionably awesome content, and then she plays it in bite-sized 15-minute segments. Combined with her sassy attitude, Betty is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then make your drive home more exciting with Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern, Gil and his unique cast of characters bring you the latest chartbusters of days gone by in a way that is sure to make you laugh. Visit www.cheyampa.info for a complete schedule of programming.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, cue Roger.
Cueing Roger.
Yay. Welcome back. Roger here.
Hi, Roger.
Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and, what you've all been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Bill, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit Shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, lovely. All right. Okay, before we get started with our Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently thunderstorming in the area and 79 degrees with a humidity of 82% and a heat index of 82 degrees. How about that? The dew point is 73 degrees and visibility is actually still 10 miles, even with thunderstorms in the vicinity. Tonight, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 11, mostly cloudy with a low around 77. Tomorrow, 30% chance of showers and storms after 5, mostly sunny with a high near 92. Heat index values as high as 103 degrees. Tuesday night, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 11, mostly cloudy with a low around 77. Wednesday, 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 92. Wednesday night, a 10% chance of isolated showers and storms before 8, partly cloudy with a low around 77. And that's it for your Shyampa weather. Now it's time for some crazy Florida news.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Here comes the crazy Florida news. Oh, we need to do some database access.
Database access!
Database access. And we need to open the show script. The new script. There we go. Where's the new script? Ooh. Ooh. All right. Anna Johnson from ClickOrlando.com, News Channel 6, brings us our first crazy story of the night about a Florida man with a cane, a mission, and a little bit of crazy. Deputies were called to the home on Lee Avenue last Thursday on a trespassing complaint. When deputies arrived, Steven told them a woman was both trespassing and damaging his home by living in it. The report stated that Steven could not show deputies any damage in the home. Authorities said that they then found the woman, who Stephen accused of trespassing, on a street less than 2 blocks away, shaken and crying. The woman said that she was legally renting the space from Steven, but for 2 days in a row now, he called the authorities to remove her from the home. Reports state that the victim fled the home after Steven pulled out a hidden sword from his cane and began wildly swinging it at her and yelling at her to get out. Authorities say witnesses were there during the incident, corroborated the story, and Stephen later admitted that he had swung the sword at the victim in order to get her out of his house because she was not willing to leave. Maybe because she was a rent-paying tenant with a lease. Stephen, 78, was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and is being held at the Lake County Jail on $2,000 bond. Deputies collected the cane with the hidden sword as evidence. Officials say Stephen had contacted the sheriff's office on Wednesday in an attempt to have deputies forcibly remove the tenant from his home, and they told him to begin evicting the tenant the proper way through housing court because she was a legal resident in the space. That, you know, that sometimes is always a scary thing when renting a room from somebody. You always have that possibility of just, like, renting from some complete nut job.
Yep. We see that on Judge Judy all the time.
We do see that on Judge Judy all the time, all the time. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to our next Florida story of the night. CBS News brings us our next Florida news story of the night about how it only takes one idiot and 2 minutes to fuck up a whole lot of shit. Nichelle, a 22-year-old part-time student at the Florida Institute of Technology studying aviation management, drove his car to the curb outside of Orlando's Melbourne International Airport around 2 in the morning. Leaving his car running, he hopped a barbed wire fence and boarded an American Airlines plane sitting near a hangar, according to police reports. Nichelle was confronted as soon as he was on the aircraft by an employee who was on the aircraft at the time. He was escorted off of the aircraft. However, he broke free after being dragged from the plane, running back towards the jet. He was unsuccessful as police took him into custody soon after he had escaped. What was your question?
It just would have been easier for this dude to just, like, buy a copy of Flight Simulator and just, you know.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, what the hell? What the hell? So, an airport spokesperson said that there was obviously some planning involved. Florida police are trying to determine what Nichelle was planning to do after he aborted the commercial airliner. According to the FAA, Nichelle has a commercial pilot's license, but was not qualified to fly that type of plane. Nichelle is from the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago.
He did have a pilot's license.
He did have a pilot. Yes, he did.
I had heard that he only had some training.
No, he apparently had a commercial pilot's license. But apparently his license did not give him, he did not have clearance to drive. I guess it was a jet.
But what made him think he could just jump the fence?
He was crazy. Maybe we'll find out more. He was studying in Florida on a visa. He was not armed at the time. But police searched his car for explosives before towing it away. Nichelle was charged with criminal attempt to steal a plane on Thursday. They searched his home and confiscated his electronics. But at this time, authorities say there is no evidence to indicate a connection to terrorism. So he was just terrorism. It was the terror. Terror. We got to fight the war on terror.
Terror.
The war on terror. All right, so we gotta fight the war. We gotta fight the war on bad nakedness.
I'm sorry, I'm not in your news script.
No, well then that's fine. Then that makes you more of an observer. Then that's okay.
Well, and it'll prevent me from putting cool things in there.
Okay, that's whatever. That's true. That's true. CTV News Canada brings us our final and naked Florida news story of the night. Residents of a coastal city in Florida say that they're fed up with seeing their neighbor mowing his lawn, working on his car, and performing other outdoor tasks in the nude.
Wait, is there pictures?
I don't know. I don't think so. Hold on. You might want to go take a look at the website.
Yeah.
I don't
There's
know.
A picture.
I don't know. Are they good pictures or bad pictures?
It's a crappy picture.
It's a crappy picture. According to fellow neighbors, the nudity is a regular occurrence. One neighbor said that she was taking out the garbage on a Sunday night. when she noticed the man bent over winding up his hose after watering his plants. Ooh la la. Why not me,
like
right,
a water
Joe?
Sports enthusiast.
Ooh la la la. Another neighbor said that he had talked to police about the nudity, but had been told that as long as the man is on his own property and not touching himself inappropriately, he is not breaking any laws.
Really?
Yes, that apparently in Florida.
So you can
that
walk
is
around
the case.
Your property nude?
At least in this locality in Florida, you apparently can do that. So
if you watch the video, they show like nothing, just a circle with a blurriness.
A circle with a blurriness.
Yeah,
well, I don't think they're
going to
do like a close up of his junk or anything.
Well,
you might have to go and watch it yourself. You might have to go in person to go watch it. It sounds like he's outside pretty naked pretty often. So. Anyway, the man... Now, get this. This is the funniest part. The man declined an interview request from WPBF Television, describing himself and his family as private people. Yeah. So, go figure. You'll run around nude, but you're private people. After trying to get action through police and the media, the neighbors say their next strategy might be to talk to the man and see if they can reach a compromise. And that's it for your... Yes. What happened? What are you doing?
I'm saying that should have been the first thing that they considered doing instead of, like...
Well, who knows?
Involving the media and the police and everything. I mean...
Well, you know, who knows? I don't know. But anyway, that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Does Betty say something now?
Yeah,
thanks,
Betty says
dude.
Something now.
Thank the database. You are tuned into Chiampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Chiampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. But now, go grab your bombs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. Plethora. Monday. Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you, Betty.
Oh, wow.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
I guess that's how it works.
You got it, Anthony.
So, what's the difference between Cabby Lake and Coffee Lake?
What is the difference between Cabby Lake and Coffee Lake?
Because I'm looking at processors on Newegg. i7 processors. I'm only looking at i7 processors.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. You'd have to read it up. They all have different things.
Sky Lake. This one has thermal paste. That's another thing. I'm probably going to want to get like a nice, fabulous, water-cooled.
You can if you want. It's not necessary. If you've got enough fans and make enough air movement, it's reasonably... You can make do with that.
And you know, with everything that I have running in here, I don't need the heat at all.
You don't need the heat. Oh, yeah, no, Roger, I'm sure everything keeps your apartment nice and warm.
Roger's pumping out some nice heat.
Oh, wow, I believe that.
Yeah.
That's how Roger works, so...
So if you've got a computer story, if you've got a clay people story, if you've got an update about your koala walla bear, you can give us a call at area code 813-327-8566. That means you.
So, you know, I saw a Sizzler in Orlando this weekend.
Sizzler?
A Sizzler, an actual Sizzler, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Tell us about your stories.
I wanted to go, and now I'm kind of...
Glad you didn't.
No, I'm kind of curious. You know, it's like, I'm looking on their website right now to see what their menu looks like.
Sizzler.
If it looks a Sizzler, yeah, I know, like Sizzler. Sizzler is like, I thought they went out of... Yep, 7602 Aero Bronson Highway, Kissimmee. Yep, there it is. I drove right past that sucker. Do they have a what?
Do they have an app?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Does the Sizzler have an app.
You could just go to, like, your app store and do Sizzler.
Description. Sizzler app was created using AppyPie.
Wow.
World's number one app builder for creating Android and iPhone apps.
Wow.
It is a restaurant category app. Click load to download the Sizzler app.
Huh. Interesting.
Sizzler.
Interesting.
Oh, wait. Welcome to Indian Sizzler. We are a family-run independent takeaway service offering the best quality Indian food outside of India.
That is not the correct Sizzler.
Best ingredients.
Yeah, that is not the correct Sizzler. Different Sizzler.
The best halal restaurant in town, Sizzler.
Yeah, no.
Sizzler has been located in Newark since 2011. Indian Sizzler.
Oh.
That's crazy. How do they do that?
I don't know. They
got
probably
themselves to, like, number one top of the line there.
If you just see, I came up with Sizzler Steakhouses when I did a search for it.
See, but I didn't put the word steakhouse though. That's the problem.
Oh, you just put Sizzler. Well, you're just up to get anything random at that point. That's just reckless web browsing. you God knows what you might come up with, but
reckless.
Sizzler, I mean, Jesus. Ooh. The things that come up when you just do simple searches can be scary sometimes.
Now, where's their, like, locations?
I don't know, you can like tap on it. I think you have to click on it and, like, put in a zip code or something.
Oh, there we go, locations. My zip code is 60654. Uh-oh, we got a call.
We got a caller coming in. All right, hold on, caller. We're in the Sizzler dilemma. All right, caller, you are on the air.
Hey.
Sounds like Ezel.
Ooh. This is Ezel. Ooh.
Ezel sounds a little coughing there. How you doing, Ezel? How's those new lungs working out for you?
Oh, man. I gotta get off this ditchweed, man. This shit's killing me, man. Oh, man.
You should vape.
Yeah. I gotta get some good stuff in, man. Yeah. Hey, you know where there's a Sizzler in Clearwater, Florida, man.
Is there really a Sizzler in Clearwater, Florida? No.
I'm positive, man. I might be wrong because, you know, my mind is a little foggy lately. I ain't been thinking of it, you know. But, in fact, I was going to call you guys earlier, but I forgot what I was going to say, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I can't believe it.
I don't think that Sizzler is in operation anymore. It looks like the closest one it brings me to is the one in Orlando.
Man, so, man, yeah. I tell you, they got the best cow meat in the world.
I don't even know anything. I know very little about Sizzlers, but it's one of those things that it's just kind of intriguing that there's actually still Sizzler locations out there.
You know, once I had a pair of leather shoes and I needed a new sole, so I went to Sizzler and I sliced off a piece of that steak, put it nailed it to the bottom of my shoes. And, you know, that worked out pretty damn good.
There you go. Sounds wonderful.
But anyway, so I told Joe there that I'm, you know what, I'm going to send some of them clay people over to his house again, and I'm going to have them wrap them in clay, man.
Uh-oh.
What they want to do, they told me tonight, they said, man, they love listening to the show, you know. And they said, you know what, we're going to go by Joe's house, and we're going to wrap them in clay, and then we're going to put on the movie Ghost.
Oh my God! Yeah. These are our listeners, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh man, you know they watched that movie about 20 times already. They just, man, they love that.
I'm sure they do.
Oh,
do they like Patrick or Whoopi better? Which is their favorite?
Well,
huh?
You know what? I think they got to lean towards Patrick. They say he got a nice set of hands, man. He can move that thing.
It's all about his hands in those movies. Yeah, there you go.
Man. I tell you, there was a lot of stimulation in the cave today, man. They were thinking. Well, I'm going to go, man, because I got to get back to what I was doing. And I just want to drop you guys a hello.
Hello.
And, you know, look for that Sizzler Steakhouse, man. That's some good eating there.
All right,
man.
we'll have to check out that Sizzler, especially when we go to resold our shoes.
All right, man. You know what? Smoke them if you got them.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Over,
man.
Always.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
take it easy, Zal.
Bye. Well, that was nice.
Yes, it's always nice to hear from Ezel. Good. It sounds like he's doing all right, and that's the important
part. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, exactly. So let's see.
Would you pay $109.99 for an 850-watt power supply?
What's the brand name of it? And is it
EVGA Supernova?
That seems to be a very popular brand. I don't know much about it though lately. What is it? Is it gold, silver, platinum, 80%, 90%? What's the rating on it?
It looks like it's got an 80 up in the corner there, so let's look at it. 80 plus gold.
Okay, those are usually pretty... Those are decent to start with. Those are pretty good to start with. There's usually a platinum after that, but usually a 90 platinum, but an 80 gold is usually pretty good.
How about a 1600 watt?
That might be more than you need. You don't want to buy more than you need because you just wind up using... You just
too much electricity.
It's just a waste of electricity.
We'll do 850 watts. Yeah. I'm looking at maybe... I don't know why I'm looking at this. I'm window shopping.
Window shopping. Well, you gotta.
I'm
do
allowed
that
to do this, right? I can do.
Yeah, I don't think there's any problems with that.
Yeah. Wow, folks, the ugly lights are coming on. You know what that means?
How about that?
What does that mean, Anthony?
Well, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think my pizza finally arrived. I think I ordered that like 3 weeks ago. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Triampa Radio. Remember, all times Eastern, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, my show, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m.
All the time.
Remember, all times are Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random, questionable podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Then Joe says, remember, it's 420 somewhere, and that means I'm in Programming Technique Audio Heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Triampa Radio all the time. Leave it on in the background while you're making oatmeal, while you're pooping, while you're brushing your teeth, while you're masturbating. Whatever you're doing, leave Triampa Radio on.
Please don't listen to the show when you're masturbating. Please don't.
You can do so by visiting chiampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much, much more.
Wow.
Hey, you know, I don't care. You do what y'all need to, as long as you're listening.
That's true. As long as you're listening, then who cares? Yeah. Who cares what you're doing? Just don't tell us about it. Well, maybe tell Joe about it. Tell Joe. You can send Joe pictures.
Well, if you call, can't you somehow leave a message for a personality?
I think you might be able to. It's possible.
Yeah.
So you can leave a message for Joe and
maybe
give him
we
all
can
your
set
info.
Up mailboxes for the different personalities. Let's see. Who do we got? We got Chip Skipper. We got Dick White. We got Betty. We got Roger.
Oh, my God. That's too
we
many
got Blenda.
Mailboxes. Oh, Lord.
We got you.
Oh, my God.
We got me. That's seven so far.
It's too many mailboxes.
Who else do we have? Oh, and we've got Eagle Bob. He needs one, too.
Why does Eagle not Bob need a voicemail box? Eagle Bob like made a cart like 2.5 years ago, and that's the last we heard. Eagle Bob does not get his own voicemail box. I'm drawing the line. Employees that have not checked into work in more than like 6 weeks do not get a voicemail box. That includes Blenda, who hasn't been to work in 2 years.
She's been missing. She's She's been on that train on that loop forever.
She has. That poor thing's probably still going in circles. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week, we hope. Check out our blog at shyampa.info. Remember, folks, don't go on strike before driving your lawnmower through a drive-thru. Instead, strip down naked and steal a plane with your hidden train axe thingy. Dick White does not get a mailbox either. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an L for Lesbian.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E. I am so stressed out. I am so stressed out.
I think I still got snacks.
Ooh.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.